Like I say, we appreciate the privilege of being here. Appreciate what we've already heard. Going to read you a little bit of scripture before we get into that. There's some things that probably should be done, said or done. Danny made mention about Wednesday night, and I'll just be honest with you, it's sort of bothered me ever since Wednesday night, and not what he said. What bothered me is really that I should have read some scripture. I read you a little, but I should have read you some more. Sometimes we think that just because that we had something, I believe I told you Wednesday night, we had a funeral Wednesday, but in all honesty, I should have just repeated. I should have just read what I read Wednesday and give to the Wednesday night crew. I'll just be up front with you. Now, I had a good thought. There's a lot in that I left you on Wednesday night, and nothing wrong with that. There's more in that than I can get out in a while. But if I'm just truthful with myself, you might not have known anything, and that's all right. But I did. I know. Not trying to make up for anything, but I'm going to read you some scripture this morning.
Bless
you, Lord. And then we'll get into the book of Hebrews. For those of you that was there Wednesday night, we read a little. I think I read out of the sixth chapter of the book of Genesis. Did I read any out of the seventh and eighth? I don't think so. I'm going to read some. Now, I read out of the sixth chapter of the book of Genesis, where it says, "And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be numbered. His days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I'm going to read a couple of verses, about three verses out of the seventh chapter, and then about three verses out of the eighth. We're going to start with the 22nd verse. Well, I can back up to the 21st. It says, and all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. And every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things, and the fowl of the heaven. And they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. 8th chapter, first verse. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped. And the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of 150 days, the waters were abated. So we find in this scripture that Noah had been preparing an ark, but I don't know altogether. I believe the Lord probably showed him some things before it started raining, but the truth of it is he told him about 7 days before it started raining. He said, gather everything in the ark. And as he gathered, and then when he gathered everything in the ark, then the Lord said, come into the ark. The scripture says that in the 6th chapter, he told him, he said that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Now he looked at what he had created and he saw them prosper. But it come to the place that it said that the imagination of the thoughts of the heart. In other words, that's all he is thinking. That's all he was doing was that come through his heart. It said was evil continually. And it says it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. And it grieved him at his heart. So he repented. He repented. God said, in other words, it repented him that he had made man and put him on the earth. But he realized something. He said, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. In the 7th chapter, you'll find that he did that. Everything died. It said all flesh died that moved upon the earth. In other words, he done that exactly what he said he is going to do. Yes. Under that of man. Yes. And it took, you can go back and read and find, and it took Noah somewhere about 100 years, maybe just a little over, but very little, to prepare that of the ark.
Yeah.
Now, he said in the sixth chapter, I'm just going to mind the Lord this morning. If it comes, it comes. And if it don't, we'll go on with that of the reading, the study, and what have you. But I'm just going to mind the Lord. I'm not going to tarry, my friend, another day in this situation that I left here Wednesday night in. I'm just going to be honest with you. Now, you might say, preacher, it ain't that bad. Well, it's pretty bad when that the Lord lets you know that, brethren, you didn't mind me. And I'll be honest with you. Now, you might think this morning, well, there ain't a whole lot in this. But, brethren, he done away with everything, every living thing on the face of the earth. He said the creeping things, that of man and beast and creeping things, and every man, and in all whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. Everything that was in the dry land died. And the scripture says, and every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and the creeping thing and the fowl of heaven, and they that were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive. And Noah only remained alive. Listen to that. And they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days.
Yeah.
Brethren, the first verse, the very first few words says, and God remembered Noah.
Yeah,
brethren, God remembered Noah. He had come to the place that he had destroyed everything. And brethren, but he had Noah on the ark.
Yeah.
And the waters, my friend, had risen up, that they wasn't nothing.
Yeah.
Brethren, nothing. The Bible says, but God remembered Noah. Brother, God, I wonder today, brethren, if God would remember us today.
Yeah.
In that kind of a situation,
yeah,
brethren, I'd like to be remembered.
Amen.
What new today?
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Glory to God! And my friend, they ain't nothing like God remembering you!
Yeah.
Woo!
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Brethren, the Bible says, and I'll be honest with you, brethren, had not God remembered Noah,
yeah,
thank God it's still been on that ark, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about it.
Yeah.
I'd like for God to remember me, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would. I'd like for God to pass by my way, wouldn't you? Thank God. I know when he does. I do. I'll tell you something, my friend. They ain't nothing like a good refreshing of the Spirit of God this morning.
Amen. That's right.
No, they ain't. Not anything. They ain't anything like that. I thought that our cousin there had passed away. I wondered about this scripture. As I said, I've never had used that at a funeral, but brethren, it's... I just to be honest with you, when I lay before brethren a group, when they bring me around, brethren, I'd like for God to remember me, wouldn't you? Yes, sir. I'd like to be remembered. Yes, sir. I would. Now, I'll be quite frank with you. That Danny said this morning about that of David. You know God remembered David, or he never would have sent him a message, my friend. Thou art the man. Brethren, he sent what was needed, did he not? Hezekiah went. Brethren, when he got in a situation, Isaiah, God sent Isaiah down there and talked to him. didn't he?
Yeah.
Sent him a word. Brethren, that of Jeremiah carried the word. Brethren, in his day, carried it to the king. Brethren, the king didn't like him. Put him in a hole in the ground. Brother, that didn't stop the word of God. You better be glad God remembers you this morning.
Amen.
Woo! You need to be remembered, my friend.
Amen.
Mm. Mm. Yes, you do. You and me both. Now, I'm going to read you a little scripture. I'll just be honest, brethren. I believe David on his journey, in his warfares, I believe he was glad that God was merciful unto him. Look toward him. Brethren, for God to be merciful unto you, he has to remember you. You think about it. God, brother, there ain't nothing failing on his part.
Amen.
No, sir. Not on his part. He'll do what he says he'll do. Yes, sir. Glory. Glory. There's nothing like it this morning. Now, I'm going to read you some scripture. Now, I'm going to be just frank with you. I don't know how people get by. Well, I do. But I don't understand how good the Lord is been to folks that they'll just forget him. One of the messages, brethren, that come with the children of Israel when they crossed over Jordan and they went into Canaan's land, there's a message sent unto them. He said, you're going to go into houses that you didn't build. You're going to have vineyards that you didn't plant. Yes, sir. He said, when you go into that place, and he said, when you are full, he said, beware. Beware lest thou forget God.
Yeah.
Forget the Lord. Beware. Brethren, I'll tell you, Brother Clinton used to tell me this all the time. He's preached it many a time. He said, the gods of prosperity has robbed us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brethren, and they have. They have. Even in this day, this hour. Brethren, people not depending upon God. No, sir. They don't think they need God. No, sir. I'm honest with you.
Right.
Brethren, I'd like for God to remember me. But brethren, for that to happen, I'm going to have to remember him.
Amen.
Thank God on the journey.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He told that of the first church over there, which was the church of Ephesus. In the book of Revelation, he said, thou hast forgotten thy first love. Yeah. You've forgotten. He said, he told them all the good things they was, and he loved them. He said, but thou hast forgotten thy first love. What does he mean, that first love? You think about it. You think about it. What does that mean to you? What does that mean in your life? I'll tell you, brethren, there's nothing wrong with God saving people today. Nothing. God's still able to save. But I can't help it. I'll say this quite a bit. But brethren, they ain't too many folks seeking to be saved.
Amen.
Brethren, there ain't too many of them that brethren thinks they're lost today. Got to be lost before they can be saved.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not. Now, brethren, he ain't talking about evil, wicked days. You go on. He says, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them.
Amen.
Heard my uncle say the other night, he said, if I knowed it was going to be this rough, he said, I'd have just wanted to die young.
Amen.
Huh? Got some age on him. Yeah? Yeah? That's what he said. But the truth of it is, my friend, it ought to make you appreciate how good God's been to you. All down through your journey. And brother, give him all you got, whatever much that is today. Do you know you can't serve the Lord with a half heart? Quarter heart, three quarters, 90%. Can't do it. Can't do it. Brethren, it takes what's in your heart between you and the Lord. While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened. What does he mean? What's he talking about? Be not darkened. Some of you ain't there yet. Nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble. He's talking about man. I understand that, don't you? He's talking about when man grows old. Yes, sir, that's what he's talking about. But brethren, don't forget this one word. Remember. Remember now, I would to God, brethren, that our young people, our young folks, brethren and the younger ones would get a hold of God, my friend, and hold on for dear life.
Yeah.
I'm honest. Yeah. Hold on, brethren, like it took you to hold on to make it. Thank God that's the kind of love we need.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble and the strong men shall bow themselves and the grinders cease because they are few and those that look out of the windows be darkened. Listen. And the doors shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low. Listen, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird. Woo! And all the daughters of music shall be brought low. And when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and the desire shall fail. Because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the street. Listen, or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel be broken at the cistern. Brother, when it comes to your end, there ought to be joy.
Amen.
Thank God, joy.
Hallelujah.
Real joy.
Hallelujah.
Because you made it.
Yeah.
The journey this morning.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Glory. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Friend.
Woo.
It can be that.
Yeah.
My friend.
Woo.
Woo.
Woo. Glory, glory.
Woo.
Glory.
Woo. Ha. Ha. Glory. Ha.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Bless him.
God do bless. God do bless. Bible says also in this 12th chapter, brethren, Solomon come down to the end of this thing, and he said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every judgment, every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Bless your heart. I hope you got something out. I don't know what time it is. I ain't going to too much worry about it. I'm not even going to try this morning. I'd give you what I could. Yeah. Remember. And God, remember. I'd like for him to remember me, wouldn't you? Yes, sir. I want him to. Ain't God good?
Amen.
Give us so many blessings, we're undeserved. What we are.
Amen.
Now, folks, I'm just going to be honest with you. I should have given that Wednesday night. I felt like I should, and I left here. I really did. But I'm just going to say this. Sometimes the worms don't get. You know that? Glory! Glory! Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Y'all got anything you bring it on? If you ain't, I'm done.